Dr. Awas's biblical text this evening is John chapter 8, verse 36. Very simple English sentence that is power-packed. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. About 180 years ago, the first American missionaries left these shores. Park Street Church was vitally involved in those first missionaries going out. The pastor of Park Street Church, the first pastor of this church, was involved in the commissioning service in Salem, which sent those first American missionaries out. And I suppose if we could bring back some of those people, now nearly two centuries later, among the things that were in their minds in those early days was longing for the day when one of the products of that missionary enterprise would come back to Boston and speak to us, indeed preach to us. That day has happened many times already at Park Street Church and happens once again tonight. It is our privilege to welcome Dr. Wilson Awasu to our pulpit tonight. Dr. Awasu is a native of the land of Ghana, is a graduate of Reformed Theological Seminary, and holds a PhD from Fuller Theological Seminary. For several years was on the staff of the IFES, which is the international version of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and now serves as a Northeast representative of International Students Incorporated. Dr. Awasu, it is our privilege to have you preach to us at Park Street Church, to come from a faraway place to preach to us, as 200 years ago we sent people to faraway places to preach to you. Welcome.
It's a joy to be in this pulpit. I personally do not feel comfortable in them because I'm not like him. But whenever I have the opportunity, I try to behave myself. The passage you read is very short, as he said. It's a statement in English. English is not my first language, but I also understand it very well. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I'm sure you know that your country has got a statue that is called the Statue of Liberty. And in a real sense, many people have come to your country and were inspired by that to go back to their own countries and to work towards political independence. My country is one of those. The man who worked to liberate my country from colonial rule trained in Philadelphia in the 40s. And he came back with all the aspirations from the United States and worked toward freeing my country from colonial rule. And we got our political independence since then. And I'm sure country after country can look to your country and say, that was where we got the inspiration from. How to value one another. That is how far it goes. When it comes to Christianity, I see that we claim as Christians that we are free, but we are not free. And that contradicts what Jesus Christ has said, that if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Not only free from that which we call sin, but free from those other things that hold us captive. Let us reason together as Christians. And therefore, I speak to you from my heart and from the book and from Jesus Christ. He is the one who said those words. Has it crossed your mind that the God who spoke the world into being did not speak salvation into being, but came to die for it? Has it crossed your mind? Why did he do that? Many of us don't believe the theory of evolution. If you believe in it, maybe part, but not through and through. We believe that God was the one who spoke and the things came into being. That same God, when he came to the salvation of human beings, you and me, he did not speak salvation into being. Why? God does not need any political powers to liberate people. That which he accomplished in Jesus Christ is enough to free you and I and everybody else who will call upon that name. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Free from what? Do you know that as we grow up, wherever we were brought up, we picked up the way people do things in those areas? Yes, we do. Many of those are not godly. When you come to Jesus Christ, it is up to you to take the scriptures and challenge every one of those and see whether you are free indeed. If not, you are deceiving yourself. You may be in church, but I challenge you. See whether you are really free from the way you've been brought up to think about things and how to look at others. And see, that is where we contradict the scriptures. We Christians claim that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. And we say it without any apologies. Yet in our lives, is he Lord? I challenge you, think about it. Is it Jesus Christ really Lord in your life? Has he freed you from everything that enslaves every American or those of us who live in America for that matter? Has he? That is where it is. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Are you? Are you? When we talk to others, they do not see Jesus Christ. It is you they see. It is me they see. Out there on the streets, wherever we are talking about Jesus Christ, does our life show that we are liberated from everything that holds humans hostage? That is where it is. Are you free? None of us will go and rob a bank. We don't want to rob banks. None of us want to get involved in abortion and that kind of thing. No, we don't want to. We will not take a gun and shoot somebody down. No, we will not do that. And then we think, because we don't do those things, therefore we are free. I challenge you. Think about it. When the rest of the world is so worried because they do not have, they do not have, they do not have, are you also worried? Then you are not free. Jesus has come to set us free from everything that holds us hostage, not only sin. Are you free? If you should sit on a bus and some kind of a person should sit beside you, would you feel uncomfortable? Are you free? Are you free? Those of us who are students, if you should get a B plus sometimes, how do you feel like? I gave the example yesterday. I got a B plus once, and I was angry with the professor. And I went to ask him, why did you do that? Was I free? I wanted to be A, finished, that's all. I don't want anything less than A. Was I free? I was not free. It is not wrong, it is not sin to want to have an A, but my desire to have A's in my class had enslaved me. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I challenge you, are you free? I must have a house this big. I must have car A, car B, car C, car D. Are you free? That is what the world is going after. Do you have any good news for them? You don't have any good news for them. No, because where they fall, you fall. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Are you free? I want to have a boat. I want to have a country house. I'm not saying we shouldn't have them. Of course we should have them. But are you enslaved by the desire to have them? And therefore you go do, and our houses are destroyed. Let the wife speak up. Let the husband speak up. Let the children speak up. Haven't we got enslaved to doing and having? And therefore our homes are split. After we stood here and said, we will live and die for Jesus Christ as husband and wife, are we free? Do we have any homes that we can give as examples to show the world that we are free people? We have a message that is tarnished by the way we live our lives. Why? Because we claim we are free, we are liberated, but we don't live like that. How can we get the world to listen to us when our lives don't show the truth of what Jesus Christ has done? Not too long ago, I'm sure your pastor told you here, and we read it. Jesus Christ died on the cross. And we remembered it. Did he die for nothing? He died that death may die. That you and I could be liberated and go out there and live to show the world there's a better way out. Are you free? Those of us who are married, check your homes. When was the last time you said lovely? Something lovely to your wife or your husband? When was the last time? But when you met that girl, when you met that man some time ago on a student campus maybe, your arms were around him or her all the time. What is it that has taken your arm away from her or from him this time? Isn't it because you want to have something, you can't have it? Business, your job is cracking down, therefore love in the home is gone. Are you free? Are you? If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free. That's what our scriptures say. Are you free? As I ask you, ask me. Preacher Wilson Awasu, are you free? That's where it is. We cannot say one thing on the one hand, and on the other hand, do something else. You see, God, according to you, God, according to me, is no good news to the world. The God we believe must be bigger than us. And he is God. You cannot reduce God to what you like. No, you can't. The Jews tried it once. If you have time, look into Malachi chapter 1. And you will see, the priests were taught, carefully taught, animals that were blind in one eye, don't sacrifice to God. Animals that were lame in one leg, don't sacrifice to God. Animals that were sick, don't sacrifice to God, because that is an insult to God. It got to a point, the priest thought that they've got God made in their own image. Therefore, he must accept whatever they gave him, because after all, they were doing him a favor by serving him. Do you know what God did? He said, I wish there were one among you who will lock up these doors, that none of you will come here, because I have no delight in your sacrifices. He showed his disapproval. Don't think that you can make God in your own image and let him serve you. God is not a waitress on our tables. Is God God? He had better be. Those of us who are Christians, before we open our mouths to speak to anybody about Jesus Christ, let us check and see whether we are liberated, truly liberated, and to live that kind of life. Otherwise, the world is confused. You tell us there's good news. What is the good news? To be like you? That is what they will ask. And I'm sure our Bible tells us better than that. It is not only coming to church or reading our Bibles, but it is being like Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is given to us to shape us into the image of Jesus Christ after we have received Jesus Christ by faith. And for you to be a Christian for 15 years and the same places where you are falling many years ago, you are still falling there. You don't have the power to overcome. What is the power of Jesus Christ in your life? You are not coming to teach me how to live my life. I'm not teaching you how to live your life. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Just reminding you, maybe. Because that's what the scriptures say. Just before I get off Do you know what killed Jesus Christ? Was it Pilate who killed Jesus Christ? If you read in John 18 and 19, you will see it very clearly. It was the people who were so anxious not to defile themselves to partake in the Passover. Whose Passover was it? How hypocritical. They wanted to partake the Passover. For the meantime, the reality of the Passover was the one they were handing over to Pilate to kill. What made them so blind? Had they become Satanists? No, they had not become. But they thought they had got it made. God cannot do anything new. Whatever they knew of him, that was it. Are we there? That is where we've come to with our Christianity. People in other lands can say, we don't send missionaries, therefore we can be excused. I hope they can be, or they would be, but your country cannot say that. Maybe some of you sitting down here, your ancestors were involved in sending out missionaries, and maybe they have been missionaries as well. How can you dishonor them by the way you live your life? They believe in some God who has sent them to live a kind of life and go out there and tell everybody. And they left here and went. Now you come along the same lines in those families. And you don't care. Just because you give some money to take care of somebody else there, that's not it. Your life is what God wants. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Are you? How do you think? How do you speak? How do you behave? Do all that symbolize a changed person? Someone in whom the Holy Spirit is living. And therefore the world will say, let us inquire after the God who has changed your life. I wish there were time. I'll give you example after example of young people who are putting us to shame today. They are not satisfied with what we do at church. And they've gone after something else. Many of us in the church have not even heard it as yet. Do you know what it is? The New Age movement. If you have time, take some of the books and read. You'll be shocked to find that many of the principles from there are shaping management training everywhere now. Maybe even Christian leaders are tested by those tests to do God's work. Why? They came from our churches. Why? Because there was no reality for them anymore. We have made God a soul-saving hero God, finished. He doesn't have anything to do with our mind, with our lives. No. All he wants is to get a long fork and fork out of you the soul and save it. And wisely, he put the soul back there anyway. And he tells you, I'll meet you at the end of the line. These guys don't want that kind of God. And therefore, they found something which can permeate every area of our society. Why? Because we have failed in the church. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Let us wake up and follow that God. Maybe you have to repent afresh of the way we have lived our lives as Christians and tell God, I knew you, yes, but I have not lived like that. Touch me afresh. You will know the change in yourself. Let the Holy Spirit take hold of you. You will see what will happen in the home. Are you there?